refers to the CIA's response to the Senate Intelligence Committee's so-called torture report. We're going to hear this afternoon from CIA Director John Brennan, who will take questions from the media at CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. He has acknowledged that the agency made some mistakes, but he maintains that the methods used saved lives. Joining us now is Jane Harman, a former California congresswoman who was the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee from 2002 to 2006. She's now president of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. Congresswoman, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And CIA Director John Brennan was, we should say, not at the agency when the activities outlined in the Senate report were happening, but some Democrats say he is still part of the problem. What do you think?
Well, I don't think we should make this about John Brennan. I think we should make this about the context, as everyone is saying, and what it meant and what we could have done differently looking back. I was not the ranking member of the Intelligence Committee until 2003. This program was started in 2002. I was briefed after it was underway, and I was briefed as a part of the so-called Gang of Eight, that is, the leadership of Congress plus the leadership of the two Intelligence Committees, House and Senate. And when I was briefed, I immediately wrote a letter to the CIA General Counsel, who briefed me, saying that he had explained that there was legal guidance for the program, but I wanted to know about policy guidance. I said, what was described raises profound policy questions. And I also cautioned that they should not destroy any videotapes, which had been made. My understanding was there were some. Well, we learned years later the videotapes were destroyed, and I never did learn what the policy guidance for the program was. And I think that's where we need to focus. It would have been so much better to do interrogations, very necessary, of people we apprehended, but do them consistent with techniques, the Army Field Manual techniques, and laws and conventions to which we had agreed. That, I think, would have made us look back on this chapter more positively. We did get good information from a number of people. We did take down Osama bin Laden, but I think it is arguable that that information did not come from using these aggressive techniques.
Well, I want to ask you about that because there's this renewed debate over whether these tactics yielded any actionable intelligence. The Senate report says they did not, but people like former Vice President Dick Cheney are saying, yes, they did. He told Fox News yesterday that the report was deeply flawed, and he said that the CIA did exactly what we wanted to have them do. Let's listen.
We did exactly what needed to be done in order to catch those who were guilty on 9/11 and to prevent a further attack. And we were successful on both parts.
What do you think of that? Is there any question in your mind that the tactics that were used did not yield any actionable intelligence?
Well, I actually think the CIA statement released on the day that Senator Feinstein released her report says that it is unknowable whether those techniques produced results. I have for years taken the same side as John McCain, who, after all, has more gravitas than anyone else since he was tortured for 6 years in the so-called Hanoi Hilton after his plane crashed. And he says that those who are subject to torture say anything their questioners say, whatever it takes to get out from under the punishment they're facing. And we do know, and the report documents this, and I don't think Vice President Cheney would dispute it, that there people were questioned in other ways, and those interrogations did produce actionable information.
So does that mean that you think that torture was not necessary to get this information, to get
yes,
any information?
Yes, that is what I mean. Again, it's unknowable what those sessions produced. None of us was there. But I think not only was torture not necessary, but the moral implications of torture, I think, have compromised our standing in the world in ways that were very sad. The fact that we are facing the truth now is important. And the fact that John McCain and Dianne Feinstein, one of each party, are standing shoulder to shoulder to do this, I think, is highly significant.
Jane Harman, I was reading an article in The Washington Post today that basically says the CIA is going to do what it has always done. It's going to weather the storm and maintain exactly the power that it had before. Is that your sense after all of this?
Well, I admire the CIA. We need a CIA. The workforce there comes to work every day, many of them doing jobs that can't even be disclosed to their families, and in so many ways keeps our country safe. So I don't think I'm not going there. I'm not bashing the CIA. What I'm saying is that 13 years ago, we had a better option, and that option was to design a program consistent with law to fully brief Congress at the front end, to use the techniques described in the Army Field Manual for interrogating prisoners, and to, I think, get to the same place, which was keeping our country safe in a way that was also keeping our values safe.
That's Jane Harman, a former California congresswoman who was the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. She's now president of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. Jane Harman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.